Germany's government is considering whether to allow research on stem cells that come from human embryos. Such research is banned under its 1949 constitution, which protects human embryos from harm. Many Germans support the research ban, but others, like scientists, want it overturned. NPR's Guy Raz reports.
Many opponents of embryonic stem cell research come from Germany's left-wing environmental movement, the Greens. Andrea Fischer is a Green Party member of parliament.
Do we want to achieve progress in science by any means? And then I would come to the result that not every mean should be allowed. And if we allow any mean, that will have consequences which are much bigger than killing embryos. It's a question which have consequences for our attitude towards life in general.
And the debate over attitudes toward life in Germany is always tricky.
German history is always underlying discussions in Germany.
So important is the role of history in the public discourse here that no one can bring up the topic of stem cell research without referring to Nazi doctors and their grotesque human experiments. And so, Andrea Fischer, a leading civil and minority rights activist, finds herself at odds often with the scientific community here, like Professor Barbara Friedrich, a microbiologist who lobbies on behalf of the German Scientific Funding Agency.
It would be ideal, of course, if the scientific community would make the decision, but I think that's an illusion. Because also the moral background is so different, what is illegal in our country is legal in other countries, even in Europe.
Stem cells have the potential to turn into almost any kind of cell in the body. Scientists hope to use them to treat Alzheimer's, diabetes, and Parkinson's. Some predict they'll eventually be used to grow replacement organs. Stem cells are found in both fully developed human beings and in embryos. What's not yet clear is whether embryonic stem cells or adult cells will be equally useful in treating diseases. It's possible to take adult stem cells from a living person, but to create a supply of embryonic stem cells, an embryo must be destroyed. Dr. Max Zenka, a scientist at the Max Delbruck Center in Berlin, says the only way to know which is more useful is to experiment.
I think people don't like that an embryo is being sacrificed for the generation of embryonic stem cells, or even produced to generate embryonic stem cells. But I think we have to find out how potent embryonic stem cells are as opposed to or in comparison to the adult stem cells. We don't know this.
And scientists like Zenka and Barbara Friedrich are worried that the ban on embryonic research is prompting colleagues to leave Germany for the United States or Britain, where such research is less restricted. But Dr. Alfred Sonnenfeld, a physician who's also a Roman Catholic priest, is troubled by the race to tap the potential of embryonic stem cells.
It is worrying how some researchers step over ethical boundaries driven by the researchers' interest and by money. Many say that the German researchers will lose touch with the developments if we now stop them. But greed for prestige and money must never win over the protection of human life.
Professor Barbara Friedrich says that whether Germany participates in this type of research or not, Germans will benefit from it, and she argues that it would be immoral for German scientists not to take part in this research. Andrea Fischer, the Green Party member of parliament, says that German scientists still can make a positive contribution, even without access to embryos.
We are not talking about cutting off a whole concept of research. We're only talking about embryonic stem cells. And I refuse, therefore, this idea of either we allow research on embryonic stem cells, or we will lose all our researchers and we will lose our position in international competition. The whole area of biotechnology is a very huge area. And we're talking about promoting 1,000 paths and just forbidding one.
German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder now says he'd prefer that embryonic stem cell research is carried out on imported embryonic stem cells. That way, the embryos aren't destroyed in Germany, they'll be destroyed abroad, and only the frozen stem cells will be brought into the country. Under the German constitution, only embryos, not the stem cells, are protected. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.